Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. A Connecticut trooper has been placed on administrative leave with his police powers suspended following an incident this past Saturday in Harlington and a drunken driving charge in New Hampshire a week earlier. Police say Kenneth Dillon was uncooperative with troopers who responded to a citizen's report of a suspicious male in the passenger seat of a car parked at the end of a residential driveway in the area of Hill Road in Harlington on Saturday night. Dillon was not charged with driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs for the Saturday incident. That would have required proof that he was behind the wheel of his car with the keys in the ignition. He was in a Chevrolet Impala registered and issued to him by the state of Connecticut. The vehicle was taken from him, according to police. He was issued a summons for interfering with police. He posted a $500 bond and was ordered to appear in Torrington Superior Court June 18th. He was given field sobriety tests after he was stopped May 25th by New Hampshire State Police in Keene, New Hampshire. Subsequently confirmed, Dillon has been ordered to appear in Keene Courthouse on June 14th. The Connecticut State Police Bureau of Professional Standards has begun an administrative inquiry into the Connecticut incident, according to police. Dillon, a former paramedic, previously was stationed at Troop B in Canaan. In Salisbury, a special town meeting will be held June 27th at 7:30 at Town Hall, asking residents to approve an option to lease a town-owned piece of land known as Holly Block and Lakeville for $1 a year to Salisbury Housing Committee. The group is planning to develop and operate affordable housing units on the property, which is adjacent to the Holly Street and Millerton Road, Route 44. The Salisbury Affordable Housing Committee has held two forums and recent input from townspeople on preferable sites for the affordable housing, and the Holly Block received the most interest. The town is seeking to add 75 affordable units to the housing stock over the next 10 years. Currently, there are 54, which is 2.1% of the town's total housing. The state goal for towns is 10%. Region 1 Board of Education has approved an expenditure of up to $75,300 from this year's surplus for several items to upgrade Housatonic Valley Regional High School, including LED lights in the rear of the building, which will provide more and longer security, new columns in the front of the school, a walkway to the gym entrance, occupancy lights in the bathrooms, a revamping of the cafeteria dishwasher, and replacement of some floor tiles.
The year-end focus of the Cornwall Library June benefit, Books and Blooms, is Country Gardens. The two-day event begins this Friday in the evening with a talk by Lyndon Miller, public garden designer in New York City and Sharon resident. Following Lyndon's talk, 40 years of gardening, private and public, there'll be a cocktail reception, both at the library on Pine Street. The event then continues on Saturday with self-guided tours of four country gardens in North Cornwall, Cornwall, Sharon, and Milton. New and out-of-print gardening books will be on sale throughout the weekend. Tickets or more information for both days or one day at 860-672-6874. Well, the Morris Dancers are back in the area on June 9th with three different tours in the Grand Processional. Tour A on the 9th will begin at 10:15 in Gear Retirement Community, 1120 South Egremont Library, 215 the North Egremont General Store, 315 Ashley Falls near the Post Office. Tour B starts off at 10:15 at Paley's Market in Sharon, 11:15 at Scoville Library in Salisbury, 2 o'clock Sharon on the Green, and 3:40 West Cornwall near the Covered Bridge. Then Tour C is starting at Norfolk at the Library at 10:15, 11:15 at Mill River near the Library, 2 o'clock New Marlborough, Massachusetts near the Meeting House, 3:15 in Canaan, Connecticut at Gear Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, and then at 6:30 the Grand Processional and Show in Falls Village by all participating clubs. June 9th in Redlick, it's the House and Barn Preservation Expo, an info fair on how to preserve, restore, and reuse your old house, barn, or outbuilding, featuring hands-on demonstrations, presentations, and more. It's at the Elmendorf Inn from 10 until 3. The Falls Village Canaan Historical Society is celebrating the 100th anniversary of the last day of school at the historic one-room B.B. Hill Schoolhouse with a family-friendly party on Saturday, June 9th from 10 till noon. The free event will feature festive balloons and games, hot dogs, candy, and popcorn. Donations to the Historical Society are welcome. For more information, fallsvillage-canaanhistoricalsociety.org. On the 9th, knitters and non-knitters alike are invited to come to the Bushnell Sage Library in Sheffield from noon till 2 for Worldwide Knitting Public Day. Bring your children, bring your love of fiber arts, bring your interest and your questions. There'll be someone available to teach you to knit and much, much more. The Bushnell Sage Library is at 48 Main Street in Sheffield. June 9th in Hillsdale, it's a party in the park, the Rolf Jansen Community Library's 9th annual gala, held in Rojan Park with honor retiring library director Carol Briggs. There'll be hors d'oeuvres, wines, music, live music, and silent auctions, 5 till 7:30. June 9th in Chatham, the Chatham Bookstore presents meteorologist and Today Show host co-anchor Al Roker discussing his most recent book, Ruthless Tide, The Heroes and Villains of the Johnstown Flood, America's Astonishing Gilded Age Disaster, at 5 p.m. The Big Rig event is back. That's right, the Big Rig Bake Sale and Vendor Fair is happening on Sunday from 10 until 1. Food sales provided by the Lakeville Host Company. It's going to be held at the Hoostock Child Care Center on Salmon Kill Road in Salisbury. Tractors, fire engines, and many, many more Big Rigs. Games, face painting, a bounce house, and more. $5 admission per child. It all benefits the Housatonic Child Care Center. More information at housatoniccchildcare.org. June 10th, in Falls Village, Music Mountain presents the opening of the 89th season with a reception and benefit concert with the Shanghai String Quartet, who will perform the first of its six-concert complete Beethoven String Quartet cycle. That's at 3 p.m. Now, the FFA Chicken Barbecue is happening on Sunday, June 10th at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School Ag Center from 4:30 to 7:30. Continuous servings, adult $14, children under 10, $7. The dinner includes barbecue chicken, baked potatoes, salad, roll, beverage, and ice cream. Takeout orders are available. Proceeds benefit the FFA Alumni Scholarship Fund. Contact 860-824-5123, extension 356. For more information. On the 10th, you can celebrate summer, new beginnings, graduation, reunions at a summer sock hop Sunday, June 10th, 6:30 to 9:30, presented by Berkshire Waldorf High School and the town of Stockbridge in the former Williams High School gym at Stockbridge Town Hall, 50 Main Street. Dance to music by Universal Set. Non-alcoholic refreshments will be available. Suggested donation, $10 per person, $40 per family. All proceeds benefit Berkshire Waldorf High School. All are welcome to attend. Cassano Tea House in Hillsdale, New York, on the 10th will feature Jed Pearl, famed art critic and noted biographer of sculptor Alexander Calder, on Sunday for a free lecture entitled Calder in Conversation, Jed Pearl and Stanley Cohen on Friendship with a Legend, which will be followed by a special dinner. The lecture from 6 to 7:30 is free. The dinner, there are ticket prices for that. Seating is limited. RSVP is necessary. The Cassano Tea House is on State Route 23 in Hillsdale, New York. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 13.71 to 24,799.98 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 7637.86 and the S&P 500 at 2748.80. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.